B. Bishop Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's cut day, baby. For a lot of guys, end of the road. For a lot of guys, end of one road, perhaps the beginning of another. One dude that ain't getting cut is Austin Eckler. He'll be on with Grant and Danny at 3. Check that out. But right now, we're taking your calls on all the news that has transpired. The biggest headline might be Martavis Bryant released, but that's a dude that hadn't played in 6 years, hasn't been really a dominant player in 10 years. I don't think that should be that big of a surprise. Arguably, the most, you know, head-scratching is cutting KJ Henry, a guy that's produced at a decent level. Not the most explosive athlete for an edge rusher, but just had a sack in the preseason finale. I think it makes a lot more sense why they played him so much in the preseason finale now. Had that really good sack last year in New England that he got flagged for, which was kind of a joke.
That was a joke.
What do the folks think? 800-636-1067. Do you like the cuts? Are you mad about it? Let's start with Jake in Woodbridge. What up, Jake?
Hey, how you going, guys?
What up, man?
Hey, man, I just really want to know what we're doing at receiver now. I mean, letting go of Dotson, and then now we get rid of Martavis Bryant. Are we going after somebody? We have to, right? Like, we have to be looking at signing a big number one receiver outside of Terry.
I don't think so.
I said it when it happened with Dotson that I think something else is coming, but the ultimate thing for me is this. You let Dotson go, but when you say that about Martavis Bryant, he hadn't played in 6 years, man. Nobody has signed him in 6 years.
But when you say they're going to bring somebody else in.
He's still a weapon.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're
don't
a weapon,
know that he's a weapon.
If you hadn't played
point.
In 6 years, I don't think many people in the league consider you a weapon.
No, I agree.
Dude, if
there.
He was such a weapon, he wouldn't have been available in mid-August. But hang on,
Jim. Well, yeah, we have to be going after somebody, right? So.
What does that mean? Because I get this a lot, and, like, I think they might sign somebody at wideout, but do you think trading Jahan Dotson and getting a third rounder and then cutting Martavis Bryant means they're going after, like, Brandon Ayuk? Because to me,
those two things don't
add up.
It might not be Ayuk, but it's got to be somebody. I mean, now we have cleared two roster spots, theoretically, right?
So Bryant was hardly a
roster spot. If you go down the list, I mean, are we really that deep at receiver for this young rookie to come in here and sling it?
No, but I don't think they were with those two guys. I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding. Let me be crystal clear. The players that will line up on the field week one in Tampa are going to risk life and limb to win that game. The coaching staff that will travel and stand on that sideline against the Tampa Bay Bucs in week one, all they want, the most important thing in their life that day will be to win that ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
The folks that are putting this team together for the first time in a long time are trying to operate with a very big, broad picture. And winning week one is not the end-all, be-all as it is
not for them.
Building a long-term roster that they think can be competitive and eventually win titles. And I think that's where the disconnect is. Yo, what are they don't have enough at wideout. They've got to be doing something, right? I don't know that they're doing something.
It could be a setup for next year. You never know. But I just think the fact that we all question what they have right now, I just think that there's still another move to come.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I think there's a move coming.
But what does that mean? Like they're going to sign. I think they're going to sign a wideout.
It means that they're going to try and do something else. A lot of people aren't satisfied with what they have. I'm sure they're not 100% satisfied. Yeah, they're building for the long haul, but they damn sure going to try to compete in the time being. So when I saw Jahan leave, I said it then. I said, it got to be something else coming.
Tony
it
just got released by Kansas City.
Nothing to do with Martavis Bryant, because I'm like, dude hadn't played 6 years. Nobody was signing him. I'm not even worried about that.
But I think people make a jump too far that is like, okay, they traded Jahan. Now the Ayuk thing is going to happen.
But see,
and I don't think those correlate.
I never said anything about Ayuk. I said I think there's another plan and another move coming. And I don't know if it's Ayuk or anybody else. But even if they go out and get a guy that's not even established, that has a little bit more experience, you know, it's another move. I'm not stuck on the Ayuk thing. I have not wanted to talk about Ayuk the whole time. Everybody just wanted to talk about it.
Chiefs have released Kadarius Toney. I don't know. I don't know that I share the excitement that some do. Toney, when he is locked in.
When you're complaining with Pat Mahomes as your quarterback, then you got a problem.
Yeah. I think there were some real questions about what Tony was off the field. Let's go to Charlie in Annapolis. Charles, how do you do, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. This team has been a perennial loser for so long. I know that Adam Peters is in a difficult situation, and he's got to make some decisions to get it down to what he thinks is the best 53 players. I don't care what moves he's making as long as he's doing what's in the long-term interest of the team. So, you know, I support any decision that, you know, he does in terms of the players that he cuts. I mean, obviously, you know, as a member of the fan base, some of us get attached to players that have been with the team for a few years, but it's led to nothing but losing. So you got to do what you got to do to get better, you know?
All right.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-636.
I kind of lean with it, brother.
800-636-1067. We're reacting as cut day continues to unfold. I'm going to channel my inner Doc Walker here. They were 4-13. Nobody is.
That's the ultimate
truly
thing.
Truly untouchable.
Like, that guy is so right where he said we get so attached to people. And I'm like, yeah, you can get attached. But, like, I've said every year, I want to win. When you go places, you don't like people always talking about how bad your team was. You want to win. And sometimes you got to make some drastic changes to get there.
How much of the KJ Henry decision, Brian, do you think is we're getting rid of Ron's guys?
I don't think they even think like that. I think they're going with guys that fit what they want to do. And like, because there's other Ryan guys that they, you know, if they come in, if you can play, you can play. That's the main thing. And if you don't fit our bill, you don't fit our mindset, then, hey, we let you go. But I think KJ Henry, does he do more than just play that pass rush? Can he be a special teams player?
I mean, he has been, but I don't know. He's gone, whatever it is.
I'm just saying, it's like, I mean, I think, like, we get to a point where we say, yeah, well, I remember when Adam Peters was hired, we all said, this is the number one guy. Boom, boom, boom. Now, every time he makes a move, we all complain it. I know I'm not a guy that can put the team together. But the ultimate thing is, if that was the guy and they don't fit what he and Dan thinks, you got to make a move and go forward. And then you go back to what Doc said with 4-13 last year.
Another Ron Rivera cut. Another Ron Rivera draft pick cut. Standing says they're releasing Chris Rodriguez, running back. If you watched at all the preseason, and frankly, if you were at practice, and I know a lot of fans got to watch a lot of practice, they clearly were out on Chris Rodriguez, damn near immediately. I wonder if he gets claimed, but he's gone.
He may not, but like for me, I when you say the team is out, sometimes the player makes the team get out.
Sure.
The effort and all that, you got to have that with you. You know, man, it's like this thing is not given. And if you're not out there giving everything you got, you get what you get.
Sure. I think it'd be just remarkable if guys were confident in what they had. If you are in hell, I mean, even the first round picks, like when there is a complete changeover from the top down, nobody should be confident, comfortable, any of those things. And
but when there's a complete turnover, you come into camp the next year, and they're like, who the hell is this guy? You know what I'm saying? You don't come like taking a step back.
It's going to be fascinating to watch this unfold. Chris Rodriguez was one of the most stark, wow, they're done with this guy things I think we've seen. I mean, even in the third preseason game, let me see if I still have that box score open. Rodriguez in the third preseason game, this is all you need to know. Wiley got 7 carries. McNichols got 5 carries. Austin Jones got 8 carries. Kaz Allen got 2 carries. C-Rod got 1. And it wasn't because they liked him so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would also point this out for anybody telling me that Kaz Allen should be on this roster as a running back. He had 2 carries for 2 yards in that preseason game. I don't understand keeping Allen over Wiley. Maybe there's a different determination, or they're only clearly.
I think Kaz's size affects him at the running back position.
Yeah. Dude, I mean,
when a linebacker comes through there, a linebacker may be 6'2", 250, he's getting in front of him and stopping him?
He put one on the ground, like, 2 weeks ago.
Listen, and the thing about it, I know that they could probably come up with ways to utilize what he's capable of, but the player also has an obligation to make sure that they know that they can trust.